You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Jen and Danny. Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Danny, I'm just going to start this right off because I didn't have a chance to talk to you about Friday night. We had a date Friday night.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. We had
Kim didn't even show up to your date.
Yeah, I know. Kim didn't show up. That's why it was awesome. I got to tell you, so last week, I think I had a week off or something because I got very lazy. Jen and I started watching series. Well, first we started with Waltons. I think we watched like 16 Years of the Waltons. And then
Atypical is what we watched.
Atypical,
last week with
which
Lex.
I think that was good watching Lex, with
really
Lex about autism, and especially because we just had, is that Angels Bridging Gaps? We just had here from autism.
Jackie.
That was really good. Really cool to watch.
She's
going to
be coming up on August 29th.
She's coming back in. That's right.
And she'll be back in. But her event at the Melbourne Auditorium is.
And we're going to talk
29th.
About that later too, because that's going to be a good one. But so we started watching TV, and I got very lazy. I mean, like, get me the Lay's potato chips, some dip. We're going to watch TV for I don't know. I feel like I laid there for a month watching TV with Lex, but all the same, she enjoyed being home and watching shows with us. We watched the Waltons, and when I'm telling you, this is a Christian station. I'm telling you, watched every Walton that was ever on. I think I'd only watched three in my whole life.
Lex loved it, too.
And then one personal that I loved, we went from the Waltons to Yellowstone, and we watched them in chronological
goodness.
Order. We watched, what was the first one, Jen?
With 1883.
Like Indians. And
1883, and then 1923, and then Yellowstone. And now we just finished Dutton Ranch, but now they're going to come out with like 1924.
Yeah, because I don't like that. I don't like the Marshalls one, though.
Yeah,
nah,
I
too boring.
Can't get into that one. But But Kim has gone from, you know, Olivia Walton to Beth Dutton. And
that's
that
right.
Is a drastic
I'm liking Beth
change.
Dutton a lot better. Woo. So for those of you looking for stuff to watch, though, and Firefly Lane, I love them all.
Oh, yeah.
So I took to TV. And then all of a sudden, I had to go back to work, right? And boy, did I go back. We had, on Wednesday, we had a concert. And packed house. Thursday, we had a concert. More people than Wednesday. Friday, me and you, our date night. We had WWE. We had NXT in the house. I couldn't even get out of the box because I was cooking. I was back there schlepping hot dogs and hamburgers, okay? And I couldn't even, other than saying hi when you walked through the door, I could not even go out there. Was it good?
It was good.
It was good.
Yes, it was.
Was it packed?
He had pretty good seats.
Actually, there was, if you didn't have a seat, it was standing room only.
Mm-hmm. So I wondered why I couldn't get out of the box to even go to the bathroom. And people, you know what? I know there's a lot of restaurant people listening to us. Listen, what's cooking in the 321? 321-437-157. You can
1567.
Jennifer, give that out right. Give that number
321-437-1567. You've only had that
just like
phone
the
number.
Rocket. Just like the rocket that just went off a few minutes ago.
Yeah. ADD.
You can text me right now with anything. Text me with anything. I'll read it right now. But
this is why we're not scripted. Maybe we should think about that. You're like all over the place today.
But this is me and Danny talking about date night, Jen.
I know, right? You didn't
That's
show
right.
up.
That's right.
So it was good, though.
Oh, wait. You were included in the date.
I was. I showed up. I made sure Danny had the seat.
So, but this is what I was saying. People that are in the restaurant business, I know a lot of them are listening to us now, but they'll understand me when I say, and I'm going to introduce my guests here in a few minutes because she will verify that this is true. There's days that we do the potty dance back there. I could not go to the bathroom all night. I could not leave or there would be a line, and we don't like lines. And funny thing, and I'm going to talk about lines here for a minute, because we've done the MMA fights. We've done, you know, Ted Nugent. We've done all these people where there's lines, okay? But all of a sudden, one of the promoters comes over and he goes, you need to open every single can of soda and pour it into a cup. Every beer and pour it into a cup. Every water and pour it into a cup with a lid, straw. And I went, oh, no, I won't. I will not. And I just said, he's like, no, you've been doing that forever. I go, I've never done it. Never, ever in all these years that we've done your show have we ever, ever done that. I said, if you want to do that, I go, I have no problem accommodating your needs, but not tonight, because we'll need two more people, because it'll take us 2 minutes on everybody. I go, and then you'll be yelling at me about lines, that we our lines are too long. I said, plus I'm going to raise the cost of it a buck, because I need now a cup, a straw, and a lid.
Yep.
And he's just looking at me, and I'm like, seriously? These are the problems I'm up against. Jen, I think I was a little angry, wasn't I, when he said that?
I did not get
Tourette syndrome.
He apologized later, and he's like, I'm sorry if I made her mad. And I said, oh, believe me, if you'd made her mad, the whole entire place would have known you made her mad.
No, I'm so easygoing. But anyway, so you had a good night.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. You had a good night. Everybody enjoyed themselves but me.
I mean, you know, one of the best things is that she came out and got me, and we avoided all that line outside.
Isn't that nice when
that's
you go
like
on?
That's awesome.
That's why people... Text. We put a thing out there that says the 25th person to text. You sat here texting back and forth every single minute to make sure you got them tickets. You want them fair and square.
Yes,
I was glad
did.
To give them to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because Danny does not work for us. So
that's
he
right.
can win them.
So. That's right. You're probably glad you don't work with us. Nobody stays long with me. Listen, I've got two people in the studio today, which is very cool because when I came in, I hugged her and said, oh, my old friend. But you're not old. I meant we've been friends for a long, long time.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, not like we hang out every day, but we know that we call each other the 3 a.m, go, you know what? My car broke down and I need a ride. And I know that you would get out of bed and come get me, wouldn't you, Jess?
100%. You were there when the restaurant was on fire at 2 o'clock in the morning. That was a good time.
So, introduce you and your friend. And they're going to tell us why they're in the studio today. They're going to tell you, the listeners, at the same time they're telling me why they're in the studio today. I never even ask her. When she just says, hey, what's the next date? Come on. What do you got to talk about? You know what? Let's figure out together why she's here. I know it wasn't just to see me, but I'm glad to see you. And we've got lots of stories to tell. But introduce both of you. Give us the little, what's the word? I don't want to make up a word here. Lex just gave you the new word yesterday for school. Lex just started school yesterday. The kids are back in school yesterday.
What are we talking about?
It started with an S, like the
synopsis.
The synopsis was that what it was?
No, it's her overview of the
of
curriculum,
everything.
Our syllabus.
Yeah, give us the syllabus of why you're here.
That's not even. That's not even. That does
that's not
even.
A word either.
It is a word, but it doesn't.
I better Google
this.
It does not fit our situation.
Let's get the overview.
It's a good word.
Of
and
why
I,
she's here.
I thought I learned a new word yesterday, darn it, because you know I always make
up
words.
Well, you did. You just now need to learn how to use it.
I always make up words on the air. People love that. I get more responses from the made up words because they're like, I can't believe you said that on the air.
Oh, I can.
Tell us. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. You, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Introduce your guest and our guest and tell everybody who you are.
You might want to introduce her. You never even said her name.
No.
It's okay.
I said she can introduce
I'm just here.
Got you.
I'm just here.
This is why we're not scripted again.
That's true. You may want to think about notes, but.
Nah. That would be no fun.
But I am Jessica Slater, and I have with me Tim Portman, and we are here to talk about the amazing St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and how to help us raise money.
That is awesome. So introduce Tim.
What kind of decision?
Just did.
No, but tell us who he is.
Okay. So Tim and I have been friends for about as long as you and I have been friends.
Wow.
Going on,
most, yeah.
And I never met
13
you.
Years?
13, 14 years.
Wow. Something like that, yeah.
Awesome.
I met Tim when he was working at the Broken Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
is that place on Palm Bay? Used to be Makoto's. Yeah.
Did you know Coda's?
Yeah.
Yeah, years ago.
Years ago, I worked there.
Yeah.
See, what a small world.
I didn't know.
Like Kevin Bacon's 8 degrees of separation.
7 degrees of separation.
Okay, is it 7? Okay.
Yeah. They turned it into...
She'll correct me the whole show. Don't
thank
worry.
Thank gosh you have
her. I know. I say, I thank God every day.
And he opened up, Kevin opened up in 2009.
Okay.
When he got the barrel open.
Because I remember I was there for years, and that place actually went on fire at one time. Mm-hmm. We had a big fire, and I liked it there. I liked being there. There was a little pizza place. It was a cool, now there's what, some trampoline place.
Still like the busiest intersection in Brevard County.
And
Palm Bay and Babcock.
And Jess, you live right by there.
I do. I live about a mile away.
That was a close walk.
So convenient.
Yeah, that's right. Close. You didn't even have to drive.
Great. It also meant that during, what was that hurricane where you were cooking outside?
Oh.
You brought out.
Was it Matthew? Was it?
I think it was Matthew.
Hurricane Matthew was, that's the one I really remember, other than Francis, that took my house out.
It must have been Matthew because it was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
2013?
14?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, we were closed for 7 days. We lost everything in the...
So I was 10 days on the beach at the cafe with no power, but we had generators. And the one thing we kept, that was the little cafe by Ichabod's and Bunkies.
Yeah.
We put in on the wood panels in front of the place, in bright orange spray paint, we put, "We're open. Come charge your cell phone." And we had generators going, and we charged everybody's phones the whole time, and we kept everybody eating. And I think I was cooking on Coleman stove out back. I don't really remember how I was cooking, but we kept everybody fed.
You know,
it was fun.
I think so many smaller places tried to do that. Like we rolled up, and you know, there's Tim outside wheeling the big old grill out. Did you have the smoker out there too?
It was Irma.
Oh, it was Irma.
I just got told it was Irma.
Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate
that's
you.
Good. My one wife. Person's listening to our show today. Michelle. What's her name?
Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. For listening in.
You know what?
Correct us also if we say something wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're still in the restaurant business?
Me? No. I'm actually no longer working now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not so much by choice, but just because of necessity. So.
Okay. How about you? Give us the update. I haven't seen you in so long. What have you been doing?
Let's see.
You went from being one of the hottest caterers in town.
Oh, you're
you
so
were,
sweet.
You know you were busy. You were busy. Mm-hmm. You
we
know
were
you put
stumped.
Out a good thing. You were proud of the work you were doing.
That's true. That's true.
I loved that business.
I actually tried to recruit her to run my catering at Broken Barrel when I was a GM there.
That's true.
So I got to tell you, the restaurant business, I don't know for you, but it's gotten so, let me say it nicely, Jen, it's such a slap in the face every day.
It is. It's an insult. It's become an insult to own a business, a restaurant.
Too. I'm looking at some of my friends who have been in the business 30 years that are just, they're not even selling the restaurants. They're just closing the doors. And
it's
Jen
so
can
sad.
Tell you. Even if I don't know that person well, Jen, how do I feel when somebody closes the restaurant?
Oh, it breaks your heart.
I mean, she's seen me cry.
Yeah.
When the Dove closed, I cried because I'm like, I know the work that we put in. And
the first time I was here, it was the owner of
Ember
and Oak.
Were you here that day?
Yes.
Oh, my.
That was so strange. One moment in radio, my whole radio, is it? Do I call it a career day?
Yeah, you could. I mean,
thanks to Melbourne Seafood and all my great sponsors. Yeah, it has a career. When I can't cook anymore, I can always talk. I guarantee you guys I'll never lose my voice or my wine box that I stand on talking. That show was one of the first times in my radio time where I just sort of looked across to you guys and went, because my job is we don't want 1 minute of like air, right? There was about 2 minutes of air, which seems like 15, where I just went, Jen, can you help me out with that one? I don't even know what to say.
I don't even know what to say.
It went in a direction that I had. That's when you say, yeah, we really need to script our shows.
Mm-hmm. It went from kind of funny to.
Fine. And even today, I don't even know what came about after that. But all the same, that was the show you were on.
Yeah.
Is that the only time you were here?
No, I was.
Because you were
I was back again with my my director when I worked at New Life Mission.
So, which I loved that show. And I use that show as an example all the time because it's one of the shows, Jen, tell the right word, diversity.
Yeah.
It was a very diverse show because we took a lot of heat, and Danny can tell you good and bad, because we were actually promoting the Pride Fest.
Yeah.
And we took
which
a little...
I didn't know because you're unscripted.
Right.
So
we took a little bit of heat. People were mad because it is a Christian broadcasting mm-hmm. station. But I thought that was even greater that we had you guys on and them showing that everybody can be different.
And
yeah,
we're reality,
not here to judge.
I mean, and the emails that came in and the text
we got good emails.
We did. We really did. It was from both sides that were like, oh, that was one of the best shows because you nobody argued.
Nobody.
No,
it
was absolutely
very,
not.
Very
and
nice.
Nobody, you know, we're called to spread, you know, this feeling of unity and to be together and support each other regardless mm-hmm. of, you know, where you stand on whatever issue. We can be graceful
absolutely.
In the way that
not
and
judge.
Respectful
if you don't agree, yeah.
in the way that we speak to another human being,
right?
You know, and not look around and just judge. I mean, granted, in that moment, because of my position, my director's
might
there with me.
Shocked.
Like it was a very uncomfortable moment
I didn't
for
do
me.
That on purpose.
I know you did.
Yeah.
You would never intentionally make me uncomfortable
right.
or anybody for that matter.
But you guys
it does open up a conversation and it was an opportunity for, I don't want to say people on like opposite sides of an issue because nobody was on any side, but like two very different groups of people able to share a space in a respectful manner.
So that you know, we got more positive response mm-hmm. for both parties than any other show we've ever done.
That's awesome.
And it kept coming.
That's awesome.
And what I think that did was got both parties' things out there also. Mm-hmm. And so this year, we're sort of doing the same thing. We've got the Space Coast Pride coming up on September 26th at the auditorium. And I'm sitting here, you know, being a judgmental too, because I was the first to say, I don't think this is a good idea. And last year, when they had that, there was some real haters downtown. Mm-hmm. I can tell you my own child. In fact, we talked about last week, since Lex went back to school, Monday we had Lex in the studio last week. She wasn't telling people how to make martinis anymore. She was actually talking about how somebody got on a megaphone in her face and was calling her terrible names. She was 10 years old then. And that's terrible. It's like, why didn't that person just stay home?
Good thing I was in Georgia.
Yep. If you don't like it, and that's what I'm going to ask our listeners now, because I know a lot of you, you know, the Pride Fest isn't your thing. Stay home. Just stay home. If it's not your thing, just stay home. Let the people, everybody has diversified.
That was the word you used. And we're like, we're looking at you. We're like, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a word.
Everybody's different. So if you choose, stay home. If you don't like the TV station, you change the station, you know. So we're hoping this year, the reason they're having it at the auditorium is so that they can fence in the whole area and have one entrance where they can say who's coming in and not coming in so that people are safe.
And one of the great things is going to be, you know, a lot of the vendors on the inside, there's going to be vendors on the outside. It's air conditioned. There's going to be food trucks. There's, you know, going to be plenty to drink, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. But like you said, it's fenced in a safer environment.
And at the same time, they are going to be reading books to young children, and everybody's going to be very tasteful. There's going to be nothing terrible or anything like
that's
that.
That's a whole different show that I would get on my tangent about. But anyway. Yep. I'm very upset about a couple of things with our government, but go ahead.
Yeah. But anyways, so it was a great show. It was a really great show.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
Now, let's go back to your St. Jude's. What? Yes. Tell me what you guys are doing. What's the date that you're doing fundraising? Is it for a month? Is it for a day? How's it working?
So the big push is in September, but we're like, you know, money's tight, right? And I know we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, financial stuff in a little while, mm-hmm. but money's tough, I think, for so many people right now. And when we, our friends group in general, like we love to give, and we especially love to give to St. Jude,
I think you know, you got to give to get back.
Oh, absolutely.
Know, yeah. Even if it's just a feeling in your heart, you got to give to get back.
Absolutely.
Right.
But we're like, okay, well, what can we do? Because I don't have a spare, you know, $2,000 that I can just be like, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to donate that. And I quite frankly don't know a whole lot of people who do. But what we can do is do something like host a bowl-a-thon that we have coming up August 29th.
So August 29th, let's write these down. Let's push this a few times.
Now I got to double check. It is August 29th.
Yeah, you sound like me there a minute.
All right.
So August 29th, you have a bowl-a-thon.
We do. It's going to be at Bolero on Wickham.
Okay.
They have been very generous. We're expecting about 80 to 100 bowlers. 80 to 100, yeah. We're going to have raffles set up, and it's $25 to bowl. But what we're really, because we already know we have 80 to 100 bowlers, and
that's
we're going to pack the house, which is great for them. It's great for St. Jude. And
it's just kids and adults?
Yeah, yes. Definitely family friendly.
Family friendly.
Family friendly, 100%.
Yes.
Of course, it's a bowling alley. They're going to have food, bar drinks, if you want to drink, and non-alcoholic. But that's the whole point behind it, is they get families involved.
That's awesome.
We have to teach our kids about giving, too, and how to be generous.
So do you have a bunch of things that you're doing, like different events?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
You have the bowl, and what else you got going on?
We have that. We have a garage sale.
An annual yard sale that we have.
And do you have a website or a Facebook that has all of these things listed?
So, no. But
so add it to ours. Let
everything,
us
I've been pushing stuff through my bookkeeping business, because this isn't about me. This is about all of us, mm-hmm. And so I don't want to push it through like my personal social media.
Let's back up a minute, though. Let's talk about the personal life here.
Oh,
you've
dear.
Changed from being that big caterer in town to doing the books for caterers.
Sure.
And anybody else?
Yeah, whatever.
Is that what you're doing?
I am, actually.
Tell me about the name
of your business?
The name of the business is At Your Service Bookkeeping. Gotcha. And it's actually been around Brevard County for almost 15 years. I bought it a year ago. I've been in and out of the business for almost since its inception.
And God knows, after owning restaurants, we know how to juggle.
We do. Yeah. We do. We're but smart. I avoided it for a long time. So I purchased it from my and air quotes here, sister. And she moved to Texas. And so I bought the business. For years, though, she's trying to get me to be a bookkeeper. And I'm like, no, just let me sit here and do your admin stuff. Like, I've owned the businesses. I've run the businesses. Like, I'm tired. I don't want to learn anymore.
Yeah.
And somehow here I am. I don't know.
Are you enjoying it, though?
Yes.
Most days?
Most days, yes.
Do you enjoy your life?
Because it's a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same with restaurants. Tim's been in restaurants his whole life. You know, your listeners know your whole history. But it's the same thing. You have all these different things going on
It's harder than ever now.
And
we have everybody and their brother. I know I'm fighting about, in this weekend, we had the weirdest thing. And that's why I'm saying we just worked 5 days in a row. But the last thing we ended with after fights, we had to flip the room. The last thing we had was, what was it, John? Oddities?
Oddities. Sunday, yeah.
Oddities on Sunday. So right in front of the concession is a guy with a cooler, and it said...
Soda and water,
$2. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm just like looking, going, is he selling soda and water in front of my concession? And he was very nice about putting it up, but he's cottage law. So cottage law people come on, and as an accountant, maybe you can tell me, they don't have to have a county license, because I have to have, let me go and order it.
Oh, my goodness.
An EIN. I have to have an employee number, a sales tax. There's the biggie. I got to pay sales tax. Learn that one the hard way. I have to have a county license.
Yeah, me too. Remember when Department of Revenue showed up at the restaurant?
That's right.
Yeah, that was not a good time.
I had to have a county license, a city license, okay? I have to have a Department of Business Professional license, which is our state license. My liquor license, I don't even got to go there. There's about a bazillion things I have to have for that. And then these cottage law people can come in with nothing. They made their stuff in the basement that we don't have basements in Florida. They just dug a hole and they made it down there, but it's okay because now they can show up in a building with all these licensed people with none of that and make money and not pay taxes. Tell me that, tax person.
Well, I'm not a tax person, so I can't answer that.
But you do accounting.
We do the bookkeeping, which is all the prep for the accountant.
Do you have any cottage law people?
I don't.
Oh, good. Good. Because I don't like them. On this Christian station, I don't like you cottage law people because you should have to pay the dues we had to pay.
I need Danny's little button thing he has over there. We're going to get some hate mail now.
So why can't they just go and cook it in a, get a commissary, get a,
make That's it, where I started was the commissary kitchen on Post Road.
Make it in a clean environment that's inspected. Pay your sales tax like we all have to pay. Why do they have to do that? So, that makes me angry.
Now, back to St. Jude's.
Oh, St. Jude's. Okay. wait, but before we go there, let's talk about GoFundMe pages. Can we do
That's
that?
Like trying to leave the room. If you've ever been around Kimberly and you try to leave the room or try
Squirrels.
To leave, she'll go, oh, wait, come back. Yeah. Nobody has ever escaped the first time they try to leave.
But it's not squirrels. I'm slow. I like sloths, okay? It's sloths. All right.
Just
have you
14
seen
of them
Facebook
going in 15
page?
Directions.
Exactly.
That's all right, though.
She really does, though. I mean, she really does keep things in her brain and tries to keep things up.
Have you seen everybody, even for their birthdays now, do GoFundMe pages? Because you're, and the reason that this partakes here, because we're here for fundraising for St. Jude's.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I absolutely believe in. Danny and I were just saying, Danny, you've been giving to St. Jude's for how long?
Oh, probably 30 years.
I was with my grandmother when it was stamps.
I remember the stamps. Okay. Remember the stamps?
So that tells you I might be a little old, all right? So I'm all about St. Jude's. It is the one thing. In fact, if I ever lost anything in my house, you had to, because I was a good Catholic family. I believe you were too, if I'm not mistaken. Weren't
I was
you?
Raised Lutheran.
Lutheran, but we were
very
raised
similar.
In a biblical home, okay, with morals and scruples. If you lost something, we had to do the St. Anthony. You had to pray to St. Anthony. If you found it in a minute later, which Jennifer has seen me do my Tony, turn around, and what's lost will be found, okay? When I find it, I'm supposed to take $5 and give it to St. Jude's at the church.
I love that.
Okay, that I've been raised that way. So, yeah. So if I lose something, don't be hiding my crap to just get money.
Oh,
right?
You know I am.
Right? But, all right, so here we are for a fundraiser for St. Jude's, which we all believe in.
Hydrophones.
That's right. So GoFundMe pages, they're fundraisers. Would you think of doing GoFundMe page? Well, thank you very much, because everybody and their brother is GoFunding me for the craziest things I've ever seen in my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's fees involved in that, and what we're looking for is every penny we can get for St. Jude.
And somebody
so
else
why
gets
am
the
I
money,
giving
right?
it to
and somebody else gets
somebody
it.
Else
yes.
gets the right. money. Right. So that's a weird one to me. And do they? I wonder if they pay taxes. See?
Yeah, I don't
How
know.
How come I have to pay
I
taxes?
I don't know. But
it's
what I
right.
do know about taxes is anybody who contributes, whether it's giving a raffle basket or a straight donation. We have sponsorships available. We are able to provide receipts for those donations.
And that would be 100%. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's 100% tax write-off.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So you might as well put some money there.
Absolutely. Right. Why?
So how do they get the money to you, other than going to the bowling and stuff like that? How do they get it to you?
So we can absolutely share my phone number and email address. People can...
You want to do that right now? Get a pen out, everybody.
You can do that.
Punch it in your phone. Okay. Just tell them where to send money.
So you can reach me and we'll make arrangements, whether it's Zelle, I'll give you an address to send a check. Well, I'll meet you to pick up cash. We have a whole bunch of us that we can all be out there in the community picking cash up. So you can reach me at 321-423-8639 or by email at Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, at A-Y-S, bookkeeping.com.
Sounds good. And a dollar, anything.
Anything.
Anything. Did, anything helps.
Just a quick question. I'm more my memory, because I don't have that anymore, is didn't we have a QR code?
We do have a QR code. So I can, if you get in touch with me, I can text you the QR code. I can email it to you. We have multiple ways that you can give. Thank you. I forgot about the QR code. If you happen across, one of our flyers that are out there in the community, or I can email it to you. I can text it to you. Those all have the QR code, where you can Zelle money, and that money actually goes to Tim's wife, who's going to be our treasurer, and hold on to that, so we can put it all together.
What made you choose this particular thing? Because I know you've done fundraisers for other things.
Mm-hmm.
What made you pick St. Jude's? Is it close to your heart? Is it
I'm
what?
Gonna let
what
Tim comment on that.
Well, yes, it's close to some people that are really close to us. It was basically their baby, and over the last 15 plus years we've adopted it, to even though we've donated to it before and been a part, not a thing, but not as much into it as we are right now with it. And it's to help benefit not so much a person in general, but for St. Jude's. But as it's so dear to their heart, especially somebody that's really super close to me, that we definitely just put all of our energy into it. And we have probably 25-30 friends that put just as much energy, that if you saw us at, if you come to the bowling, you'll see who we're talking about, the whole group that's okay. There. They're just throwing money, is having a good time, doing whatever, and because they enjoy it just as much. Like I said, and the feeling of giving, you know how that is. Makes
is
you feel better
like
about yourself.
And, what? Do you remember Danny Thomas? Is this the one Danny Thomas?
Yes.
No. Was with St. Jude's?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
Danny Thomas
yeah.
with St. Jude's. Remember that's him? What I thought. Yeah.
You were talking about stamps. I was going to say, talking about old. I remember S&H Green stamps. Anybody remember those? For the grocery
funny.
Store?
Just a tad bit before my time. But I do remember I used to get address labels, I think, from St. Jude's.
Oh, yeah.
The little pretty
yeah.
little address
when you,
labels.
Yeah, you give and they
you got
send
stamps.
You stuff.
Send,
yeah.
$5. We just sent yeah. you these beautiful stamps to put on your envelopes.
But yeah, it's amazing to see what our group of friends does. And we do silly things, you know, like we all got together over the weekend. We played left, right, center. So if anybody knows how to play that, it cost you $3. And, you know, you roll the dice and you have a great time and we're all laughing and having a blast. And one of our friends, we played three games. One of our friends won all three games. He had, what was it, 60? $63 yeah. out of it, $66, whatever. He's like, he hands it to one of us. Here, give that to St. Jude. We're like,
that's awesome.
But
yeah.
Throughout, you just us
throughout
hanging
the year,
out.
Kind
just,
of, yeah.
The one thing I can tell you is I think that most people know what St. Jude's is.
Oh, yes.
So it's like the Ronald McDonald House, you know, put the change in the red box.
Yep.
It's not like the things when you used to come in, I think it was Muscular, just where you put the quarters in and then somebody would always take the quarters out.
Oh, I used to love those things. But yeah, but every quarter counts.
You know lots of restaurant people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's worked best, I know we worked with Gina, with the, I always say Gina in the city. We
no longer.
I know
she's
Gina's
with
now with Leeds. She's left the city because everybody's scared about the city. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. One of the ways we got with fellow restaurant people, though, and they would give 20% of their sales from the people that walked through the door, Blaze Pizza being one of the biggest ones. We had great nights. I don't know if you've ever been to Blaze Pizza, but the pizza's good. They have great salads. And I'm not doing commercial for them or anything today, but we always enjoy being there. And we put it out there. We would have 100 people show up, get pizza, and they would give us a percentage of their you know,
yeah,
checks.
Absolutely.
And that's a great way to get it, where people enjoy, mm-hmm. they come out, they see each other.
We've done that some of the restaurants that I've been a part of, where schools would come and in, just, you give the 10% back to the school. Or
right.
You guys did a lot of that.
We did a lot of that at the Barrel, a lot of it at walk-ons in Vieira when I was there. A lot of different things for stuff like that. We've got a bunch of friends that are still in restaurants, especially me just being recently out of it in a position with management, and other friends that are like with Cisco and other places that deal with all the distribution,
yeah.
PFG and all of them. So we have a lot of friends and people that are going to places for us to do stuff like that to help us, but we haven't gotten all the words back yet of who's going to do what and what other sponsorships we're getting from them. But yeah, we're definitely reaching out to anything like that. So if you have any of your sponsors that want to,
you know,
let
us
know. Let's
talk about our sponsors, John.
Well,
first of all, Melbourne Seafood. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for Nick Moon at Melbourne Seafood. He's got Bowls. I'm sure you guys have had before at Melbourne Seafood, haven't you? There's one in Palm Bay. There's the new one downtown, though, has fryers. So it's no longer just boiled and all that. You can actually get the best fried fish dinner. He's got new bowls. I want to just pull it up so I give you the right prices here. And by the way, my phone, I don't know if you've heard my watch going ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. Everybody's loving the show today. And I must have said something really stupid because that's usually what gets them. But
I think it's because people like St. Jude.
Yeah, you
I
know
think
what
so
I,
too. I agree.
They know St. Jude's. Yeah. That's the one thing because I got to tell you, I do, I spend probably, Jen, can I say 100 hours a month working on somebody else's fundraiser?
That's putting it mildly.
And a lot of them, I have to do it, you know, but St. Jude's is one everybody knows about. Everybody knows what they do. And so I think it's one of the best, really. When you come to me and you say it's St. Jude's, Tony, turn around. I'm paying my $5, okay?
Heck yeah.
Because it's, yeah. The,
Jen, you got to hide her stuff.
I do.
You got to hide my stuff.
Then I forget where I put it. So they were both like really looking for it.
Yeah. So let's not hide this. This is Nick Moon at Melbourne Seafood. That's why we're here today. It's why you guys can be on here and never have to pay studio time or
Thank
anything
you.
Like that. He's got new fresh catch seafood bowls, build your own bowl. You know, he's still the best value, I'm telling you. Lunch is $10.99, including a drink. Okay, I can't make that up. You get to choose your own base. You choose your protein shrimp, salmon bites, chicken, fish bites, bunch of add-ons you can put in there. $10.99 for lunch. I'm telling you what, you can't go to McDonald's. I just got a Happy Meal and it was $10. Did I not, Jen?
You did.
I did, and I got it on my shirt.
I was about to say, we got proof.
Yeah, I know. I got proof. There's on my Georgia Bulldog shirt.
Blasphemy.
That's right. Also, I want to tell you a couple of our other sponsors because maybe you can call them and bother them. We've got Lincoln Jaguar of Melbourne.
Oh, Mr. Denzel.
They've had my car for a little bit of time now. I think
they
had it for a couple
take care
weeks.
Of it.
They do take care of me. We love Denzel out there. I got nicer shoes than Denzel. If you are going to go to Lincoln Mercury, I want you to find Denzel and go. We really like you, but Kim's got better shoes than
you. And I apologize to Denzel for yesterday. I thought he was somebody else on the phone, and I was kind of ripping bad words at him. I thought he was somebody else being ugly. But it wasn't him, and he wouldn't even be an ugly.
I love that she screens my calls. I go, it's my brother. But, no, we love Lincoln Mercury. Lincoln Mercury. We love Lincoln Jaguar out there. I'm between that Lincoln and that Jaguar, I'm telling you.
I know, you like that.
I get $5 more, but I got to give it to St. Jude's. I got to stay on my Lincoln.
And we actually have kind of made a new friend. It's not really a sponsor yet, but I know that they're considering it. And it's ECM out in Melbourne, East Coast Motor Works. They've done a lot of work for my son and different people we know and working with some insurance with a thing that you've got going on.
Yeah.
And I told Jeremy to send me something, and it's very long what he sent, but I kind of condensed it. But they're really nice, and they're very biblical and very Christian about things. They're family owned. Jeremy's the face and the voice, and they serve fleet customers 6 days a week. And Jeremy handles most everything, but they do offer custom and OEM at really reasonable prices. Jeremy's been great every time we've talked to him.
And they're right there, US 1 in O'Galley. They're
yeah,
close
real
by.
Close, near Burger.
I love Mom and Pop.
Was it Burger Inn?
Yeah,
right there.
Near the Burger Inn.
And he's always been super nice. Yeah. Every time we've had to talk to him, every time my son's had to deal with him, they've been really, really nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not a sponsorship thing. That's just a thank you for being nice.
A thank you for being nice.
Yes.
Nobody ever texts me and says thank you for being nice.
I'm telling him thank you for being nice. That's my good deed of the day. Everybody else is done.
Jen, what else you got going on there before we talk about Scream?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of things going on. It's summer's winding down. Kids are back at school. Thank
we
goodness.
We do have on, this is a cool one, and this is House Church is doing a Chair Sisterhood Pampering Day.
Oh, that's Saturday.
Have you ever been in that where they open it up to anybody? I don't know. I can't say just women, but I've not seen many guys in there, but I do hors d'oeuvres, and mm-hmm. these guys walk around with hand passed hors d'oeuvres while women come in, get their nails done for nothing, their hair, a massage. So it is a pampering day. at the Melbourne Auditorium. It's 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is the first time during the day we've done
That's
it.
First been, this is first time during the day.
It's been done at night. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna cover chocolate, cover strawberries. I'm going to make it nice.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll make it a beautiful thing.
It's going to go from a five-hour day to a 10-hour day for us.
No drinks, though. No drinks. Pampering, because I just want to rat here on Jennifer has been telling me about, what is that crap called?
Narrow it down.
Strawberry.
Oh, tequila rose. I'm like, yeah, narrow it down.
So I sent Jen out where busy as can be. It's
India Day.
Oh, it's India Day, right? And I realized they're not drinking anything. And I'm sure that you know how this goes. Murphy's Law, everything that I thought they would drink, no.
Mm-mm.
Just scotch and soda. We're just drinking scotch and soda. So I'm going, it's early in the night. I'm going, Jen, can you just go out and get some more soda, just because I just want to feel more comfortable.
And look, the closest place
we've got
just
eight
happened
bottles.
To be someplace
so she
that
goes
I like.
Around the corner, and the next thing she comes back, and she's like a little kid with a gift box with like little shot glasses in it, and it's pink, and it's got all this pink stuff on the outside. I go, what are you doing? And she goes, look, tell us what it is.
It's tequila rose. It's strawberry flavored tequila. But it's a cream, a strawberry cream, and it is so good.
The next thing, we've got Taste of India people in my kitchen. You know, I don't let people cook in my kitchen. I let them come in my kitchen and cook because I didn't want to pretend that I was going to make for 500 people Indian food. So they came into my kitchen. They're in there cooking. No, she's got them all drinking little pink shots in the back kitchen. Okay? Now everybody's drinking little pink shots. And I was like, Jen, this, I sent you for soda. Where's the soda?
It was there. I just had to go back out of the car and get it. I had to just go back outside and get it.
So she made an interesting night. That Taste of India did a wonderful meal, and I don't even know how many different things we had. They all looked about the same, but they were about the same color, but they were all tasty.
I'm going there for dinner on Saturday.
Fabulous.
It's
very nice people.
I'm a little nervous, though. Like, I don't do Indian food, but so we're actually going with a couple that we met at church, and so we've been trying to plan this, and she's like, well, do you like Indian food? And I'm like, sure. I don't know.
So do you like spicy?
I love spicy, but I'm really nervous that it's going to be too spicy.
Get tiki chicken.
I don't know.
Tiki marsala.
Tiki chicken. Not tiki marsala.
Tiki
chicken is just, it's cooked in the clay pot. It's like marinated in yogurt. And then cooked, it's got some heat to it, but not hot. Always tasty. You can't go wrong. It's not a sauce that you might not like.
Okay.
Tiki chicken.
Thank you.
Tiki chicken. You eat some with potatoes in an Indian restaurant.
Yes, it's not hot, but I can't remember the name of it.
My kids.
It's a taste of, actually, it's that taste
of
India.
My kids get the same thing always, tiki masala. Mm-hmm. Chicken tiki masala. You ever eat Indian food?
Nope.
I love it.
My favorite was the oddities day.
I had a great time working with Taste of India in my kitchen. Was a little crazy.
Was not my fault.
I was bartending. We all know how I bartend. More. Oh, so, you know what? I would like to say that you're a professional bartender in your other life. Would that be true? Would that be correct? You're a good bartender.
I think I did okay.
Don't be modest. You are a great bartender.
He's very humble. I like this.
Okay. So I would say, and I didn't count each one, but I would say 8 out of 10 people, okay, would say, put a little more liquor in there for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Set it up. Hook me up. So they don't know that I own the place, right? I don't think you know me well enough for me to put my job on the line. I could get fired for that. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't care.
They don't care. I heard it.
They would get fired. They would let me get fired over a little more liquor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's like a couple of them, you know, when I heard it, they were like, you know, and I told them, I said, you know, I'll fire her for that. They said, well, do you know how to bartend? I'm like, yeah, and I definitely wouldn't give you any more.
She can tell you, I was pouring doubles in everybody's cups because it was scotch with nothing on it. Scotch on the rocks, scotch soda. But I'm telling you, almost all of them, put a little more in there.
Yeah, people need to read up on first how to order a drink,
mm-hmm,
because I've seen people order a tall and they think that means a double because it's bigger.
No, it's more soda.
And then they tell you, what's the one? Light ice, right?
Yeah.
Light ice.
Oh, yeah, because they get
more alcohol.
We got a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Four pieces of ice. I had one guy tell me, he goes, 4 cubes of ice.
Oh, I've gotten,
I'm like,
those
you
people.
Literally,
okay.
You literally want to count 4 pieces of ice?
Yeah.
So I tried to find
four
of the biggest
pieces
I can get.
So you know what I did, don't you? I put my hands down there and just grabbed one and went, One? Two? I did. You know I did. Sounds like, I ain't lying.
Sounds like something I would do.
Tim totally would have done that. Yeah.
So I absolutely did. Every time he came back and asked. Okay, so let's educate. This is the FYI time of the show. Let's educate the people. Please don't ask your bartenders to put something in there, because I just explained this to my 21-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She just said, Blondie, her husband. Because he's been bartending. We've been teaching him how to bartend. He goes, well, I just make it look like that. I go, first of all, now there's two people lying.
Mm-hmm.
I said, one if somebody asks you to put more alcohol in there and you don't own the place, they're asking you to steal. Mm-hmm. They have no scruples. Mm-hmm. They just have no scruples. They're asking you to steal. Do they know me well enough to ask me to steal or to put my job on the line? I think it's terrible for anybody to ask a bartender to put more alcohol in there. And if they throw it, I love this one, when they throw a five down and go, hook me up. You're still asking me to put my job on the line. I can get fired for that. And just don't do it. And the other thing is that I really think, because having been in the restaurant business, when I go in, someone will go, hey, I hooked you up. I go, so you made my drink taste bad? Because I just want it made like it's supposed to be.
Thank you. Me too.
Oh my goodness. Where were we at not too long ago?
I had to give it back.
We were
at Gaylord Palms.
My goodness.
And she made this martini. I drink espresso
martinis. Oh, no. The guy made the one.
He hooked me up. He hooked the girl up. Now, when the girl came, I went, could you please make this taste like so I could drink it?
I did. We went when I had the catering company. We used to go, and I won't call out the place, but we used to go to this place after every catering event. They were open late, and it always happened to be service industry night, which it never was whenever we would show up. But it was for us, and a specific bartender would pour in a 16-ounce pint glass. He would fill me 14 ounces of it with vodka and top it with cranberry. I'm like, dude, I want to stay and hang out with you for a couple hours. Like, I just got done with a 14-hour day, and I want to come, you know, relax and have some fun. Now I'm going to drink this and pour myself into the car, endangering myself and others.
Exactly.
And I'm not hanging out with you because...
Is that when I was bartending for you?
I would never call you
and
out like that.
The biggest thing to me, though, is you're wrecking the way the drink was made to taste. It doesn't even taste good now.
No. Well, it's just not only alcoholic. I mean, I drink McDonald's frappes, and I've had more than once somebody put a shot of coffee in it for me.
Give
me
your cop. I don't understand a cop who doesn't like coffee.
I can't trust that. And they're like, we gave you a little caffeine in it because it's supposed to have a little caffeine to it.
Thanks for that coffee. She's like,
and
take
I'm
it
like,
back.
Here, take it back. I can't even stand the smell of coffee.
Listen, I hate that this hour is just passing by. What do you got over there, John?
Let's see. The Vintage Vault, a trip back in time, 6 p.m. Saturday, benefits canines and animal rescue on Harrison Street in Cocoa Village.
We love that one. We love our animals.
Yes, yes. Cocoa Village Art Market, 11 a.m. Saturday, Stone Street. Back to School Bash at the Brevard Christian Church in Cocoa, Saturday, 10:30 to 1. That's at 3925 Grissom Parkway. Bounce House, Family Day, Games, Free Food. The Eastern Surfing Association, they're winding down their competition. They're going to be at Lori Wilson on August 15th. I do not know if Kelly's going to be there. I had somebody text me earlier. Is Kelly going to be at the surfing thing? I don't know. I know that he was in Tahiti or somewhere last week.
He's at the Tahitian Pro.
Yeah, he's in Tahiti doing something. So I never know. People think we know everything, but I don't know anything. Let's see. Sunday.
Let's invite everybody to this.
Yes.
Okay.
So
first of all, we've done some pretty weird things, like the oddities.
I love the oddities. That was
very
cool.
I'm not knocking the oddities festival. Mm-hmm. It was odd,
eclectic.
But very everybody eclectic. Was. Zen. Everybody was like in a beautiful mood.
It was kind of cool because you had people dressed up really, really nice. And, you know, then you had people dressed up like people I like, you know, as gothic as they can be.
And at capacity. I mean, they were wrapped around the building
to get
in.
They were actually waiting to get in. And that was all day long. It was another one of those, nobody's going to the bathroom today.
So this is a first for me. This is the Scream
Circus of Screams.
Circus of Screams.
This I don't know why I'm not talking about this instead of you.
Go ahead. Yeah. I want you to.
Oh, my goodness.
No, go ahead.
Now I have to look it up again. It's basically going to be a kind of a theater type production where they're coming on and it's kind of a murder mystery type thing, and you have to be a minimum of 13 to get into this.
Yeah,
nobody under 13. 13 to 17, I think, have to have an adult with them.
13 to 16 needs to have an adult with them. It says,
very visual.
Are you ready to face the nightmare? And this is a theater show on the stage.
Yes. But it's supposed to be kind of interactive. There's going to be a lot of strobe lights, so you know, just keep that in mind if you have
$35 a ticket. And this is a first event for us. I hear that there's only a few tickets
left.
That's
what I heard, that there's only a few tickets out of capacity to be in sold out. So
I don't know anything about this event because it's the first time, but I can tell you I love the events that are an hour and a half long. It's 7:30 till 9. Mm-hmm. So if I don't like it, it's over before it gets started for me.
I'll be all intrigued by this. So you know how I am. I love going to any of the murder mystery things, and we got a lot of those coming up. I think Space Coast Pride has got one event coming up. It's murder mystery.
That's right.
Like that.
And we've also got the Gun and Knife Show coming back.
We do, Danny.
August 22nd and 23rd, we've got the Gun and Knife Show. And then a biggie is Angels Bridging Gaps. You might know about this one. This is another
Becky
one that it's for autism. And they have just booths and booths and booths of awareness, things for awareness, something for everybody. If you have a child that needs this particular thing, there's going to be somebody there that can help that. Mm-hmm. And the people from the horseback riding, just all kinds of mm-hmm. things. Jen, there's a couple things, though, that we at the Melbourne Auditorium, we're trying to get some sponsors for our tables.
Absolutely. There is this event that I'm going to tell you about has no vendor fees, and it's also free to attend for the public. And if you'll call Patty at the Melbourne Auditorium on Saturday, October 24th, it is the Halloween Spooktacular, the yearly event. It's indoor trick-or-treat. You can showcase your business while you're passing out candy. You decorate your booth. Last year, I think there was 3,500 plus people there.
And
but you do
you
have
start
to call
the other
Patty.
One?
Wait, let me give you Patty's phone number. It says registration required. Call at 321-608-7420. And if you don't speak with Patricia, then speak with Jalen, and they can get you connected on this. And so Dwayne at Arium Realty, Sherry Talbot, ECM, all you folks we always say good things about, Nick, all you guys, you know, try to get,
come get
you
a
know,
table.
Come get a
it's
table.
Nothing.
It's free. It's free to you to do this. You buy enough candy to give out for 3,500 kids. Get on Oriental Trading or some of those places, Amazon, somewhere, and get some candy and come help out the community
and
promote your business.
What this event reminds me of is this $250,000 homestead exemption number 3.
This would go away if that passes.
This is one of the first things, because this is an event that the city pays for.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 3,000 people in attendance that day. Every year it gets bigger and bigger. It will go away. It will go away. If you guys vote no on Proposal 3 for the $250,000, I don't even want to call it a homestead exemption. I want to call it a homestead diversion of funds for the city, because we will lose all of our libraries. We'll lose
the pools, the senior centers.
The senior centers.
Transportation.
Now,
Kim's favorite mosquito spray.
I know we talked a few minutes. I usually don't talk to anybody, but we're old friends, so we were talking before the show. And you yourself said, man, I need to get educated on this one.
I do. When you mentioned it, I was like, wait, I'm in the dark on this, so educate me. Like, what should I be doing?
So everybody needs to look. Amendment 3 is for, and it sounds wonderful. You're a homeowner. Right now, everybody gets a $50,000 homestead exemption. The one thing I want everybody, if you don't own a home, if you're a renter, if you're only here, it doesn't even... you don't get a homestead exemption. So just vote no.
Vote no to help out the community, because the community is going to lose everything and everything
and
is going to go up.
And not just Melbourne. This is
across the whole state of Florida.
Across the whole state. They're already, a couple cities already said they're going to go bankrupt. And within a year, my feelings are, every state, every city, every in the state,
especially
will go
small communities. You've got police officers already talking about retiring. You've got firefighters that have already put in. I know several that have already put in for their
time
retirement. I know a bunch of different, you know, people in different departments. Well, you already have these departments that have vacancies. When this, you know, goes through, if it passes, those vacancies, because nobody that has been there any length of time is going to want to put up with the amount of surge and crime.
But everybody get educated.
Else.
Because
please
if you
educated.
Take, if you look at, let's just say a $400,000 house and you're saving $50,000, now you're going to save $250,000. Well, not really, because almost all of that $50,000 is almost all of your homestead exemption is, or your taxes is schools. It's, yep. They're not taking away any of the school stuff. School stuff's still going to be there. So they're only taking away your mosquito. We're not going to be paying for your mosquitoes to be.
I mean, your water bill is going to go up again. Like, any of us can afford that.
Because it has to be paid
for. The fire ratings will go down in the fire departments because they are ISO rated. If they are not ISO rated because they have department members that can't, you know, don't have enough people.
Listen, in Melbourne, even your cemeteries,
everything.
The grass isn't getting cut.
But you're going to pay for these services somehow.
You're going to have to bury grandma in the yard.
You're going to pay for these services somehow because something else is going to increase.
Correct.
And that's just the basic, cover the basic
that's my
services.
Question. If this passes, so I'm going to save how much extra on my taxes?
And
what do I have to pay for that's now being paid?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
so
exactly.
I don't know.
You're paying a lot more long-term.
Was going to save $50. Mm-hmm. $50. To $100, but yet they're going to end up having to pay about $250 in these services. Like when you go down the road, somebody mows that grass in the middle of, you know, the medians.
Mm-hmm.
All those things need to be paid for. The money needs to come from somewhere. So it's a diversion.
The libraries that help these kids and the pools that help these kids and these senior centers that help the seniors. I'm sure the bus lines will go. Anybody that works at Publix that has to take a bus, well, now that person can't do that. They're going to either have to walk or not.
And Jen,
and everything affects everybody.
Let me ask you, because you have a list from the city of about 60 things that we know we'll lose. Can we put that on our Facebook page and let people know that
I will get back. I know that they were looking at a couple other things. Nikki was going to go back over that list for me.
Okay,
and,
good.
Because as soon as I get it from her.
To educate people.
Yeah.
There are links. Crazy stuff all the time, but this one here, really, I hate to see these things lost.
Yeah, Nikki and Marcus Smith, when they were on there, you know, we all had some really good links.
Let's have them back.
We need to, but there are links on our Facebook page on What's Cooking in the 321 about educating yourself on this.
Danny, are you
and
doing
about
the
peace
signs? Oh, Danny's
oh, one minute.
Us the
okay,
finger
real quick.
Already.
Holiday Market is coming up too. Don't know if there's tables available, but it is going to be Friday, November 22nd. Call Patty or Jalen, 321-608-7420. Kimberly,
Jessica. Oh. End the show for us. You got one more thing, Jen?
Yes. The Christian Surfers of Space Coast, their weekly gathering at Paradise Beach will be Sunday between 2 and 4:30.
And that's always a fun one.
Always.
Close the show for us. Tell everybody the last thing you want them to know in 1 minute.
Yes. Hey, no problem.
No pressure there.
I think the most important thing that we needed to say today, first, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I
love seeing you.
And for putting us in front of your listeners who hopefully will want to sponsor. We have sponsorship. They're not big sponsorships. We're looking at anywhere from $300 to down to $50 for sponsorship. So even those little sponsorships help. That's for the Bowl-a-thon. That's on August 29th at Bolero in Melbourne. So we need sponsorships, we need raffle baskets, and if you just want to donate money, you know, definitely reach out, let me know. You can reach me at 321-423-8639. Did you have anything else, Tim?
Just want to remind you to make sure you send Kim the information for the Facebook flyer again for the flyer.
Absolutely.
Jen will get you out to everybody. Thank you for listening.
That is like...